From the heart of Broadway in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, the catchphrase is back for one more night at least. It's Podzilla 1985 and a new show, which is exactly like the old show, but with a new name, Topical Tuesdays. Thanks to Jesse Kimball for that. Jesse, how you doing, sir, by the way?
I'm very tired, actually.
Yeah, it's been a while. I feel like we haven't recorded in a while. I'm pumped. I'm ready.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think I'd be more rested and ready to record, but I don't know.
It's all that Destiny.
It's all that Destiny.
And Asa, work. Asa, you haven't been playing Destiny.
No, I have not.
But you also look tired.
Very tired. I'm so tired.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm all right.
That's good. That's good. And, of course, also with us is Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hello.
You don't look tired. Yeah, you look tired, too.
Yeah.
First day back after 6 days off.
Yeah. First of nine.
More like tired Tuesdays.
Oh, I'm feeling pretty energetic. I didn't do much today.
Everyone yawn in 3, 2, 1. Real genuinely sorry to the people listening.
Yeah, that was real loud. I'm Shannon Young, by the way.
Hi. No one cares.
If you've been...
No.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I care.
Why you got treatment like CJ?
Oh.
Or other people that'll never be named. Only reference. What were we talking about?
I got real confused because you meant how he treats CJ, not how CJ. I thought you meant like CJ was treating you like that. And I was like, what did I miss?
Oh, you thought CJ was going to town on me? No. Yeah. Not since he made an unrelated phone call.
I'll be right back.
Oh, no. Unrelated.
Very related. I mean, it's what?
Huh. Hey, we got some things we want to talk about. And we are back after 3-4 days of being off.
Yeah, we haven't had a show since Friday.
We had the weekend off for once, so that's unusual for us.
Well, there was supposed to be a show on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, the reaction show to Night of Champions. But we were so disappointed in Night of Champions, we didn't even want to do it. The ending with Kane
was the best thing ever.
Kane, I love Kane.
I was the only person. Like,
no,
I
love Kane. I love Kane. I do. But just that main event left a bad taste in my mouth. And the fact that he lost to John Cena clean right before that. But we'll talk about that this Friday on Pro Wrestling, obviously. But Kane's back. That's good. Sting almost still died for it.
Still not watching.
Yeah. Well.
Unless Kane has a segment with the New Day.
Sure he will.
Fire and brimstone. Fire and brimstone.
All right, guys. This has been another episode of Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
We're going to start this night off talking about some topical things, just getting back into the swing of things. Because after a couple days off doing this, I forget how to do it. My brain no think good.
Shane said do it.
He's so cute. If he wasn't so cute, I'd be so mad. Jesse, we were talking about something right before the show, the homeless situation in America.
Wait, what?
Cleaning up the streets. It's running with the ejaculate of the street. The ejaculate of the homeless is flooding the streets.
Where's Cricket?
Hey, Cricket!
Goddamn street rat.
Where's Ethan?
I'm not a street rat.
I think Ethan's not here. I was going to make him Cricket.
Oh, he's somewhere.
Anytime you start off a podcast with some It's Always Sunny references, it's going to be a good podcast.
It's a true story. And no, we don't have anybody here going, huh?
What? It's always funny. Well, even Hunter's watching it now.
I know. It's about damn time.
Well, he would watch more if he didn't play the goddamn Mario Maker all the time.
But we love Mario Maker.
We love Mario Maker.
I'm real tempted to get it, but I'm real poor.
I'm in the same boat.
It's so much fun. Just if you want to come over and play it sometime, you know.
Yeah, that's the old, honestly, like, I'm dreading the day that Shannon inevitably trades the game.
No. No.
I know that's
that, that one is getting the sticker of do not trade.
Like Mario Kart 7 on 3DS. Uh-huh. She told me never to trade it in. I've never traded it in. Never. But I know that I have a reputation for doing that amongst my many reputations. But yeah, not this one. This one I'm keeping.
It's far too enjoyable.
Yeah. I can see myself playing this forever. So I guess that's what we'll talk about first. Have you guys played Mario Maker?
Yeah.
Not you. I was talking to the audience. You can't see them, but they're there.
He was playing the role of the audience.
Yeah. Oh,
well, if the audience has already played it, I'm not going to fucking talk about it.
What's Mario Maker?
There you go. It is a fantastic game, and the big rumor now, since this has done so well, is that they're going to make more Maker games, like Legend of Zelda Maker, Mario Kart Maker.
I still don't
which
see
would
how
be awesome.
I don't. I don't see Mario Kart working as well.
No,
I don't
Mario
see
Kart
Zelda
would be great.
Yeah. I think Mario Kart would
Zelda,
work better than Zelda.
Maybe like, okay, granted, it's not the actual like Nintendo thing, but like Kirby or Mega Man.
Any side scroller would work very well.
Right. Platformer type game.
Well, I think if they did it almost like a Roller Coaster Tycoon esque deal with the Mario Kart Maker,
that could work.
I think that could work really well. But yeah, I'm
Mod Nation Racers.
Yeah, I'm with Jesse in that I do not think that a Legend of Zelda maker
everyone that
would
comes
work.
In and hears about it, because they see us playing it and they'll say, yeah, I heard they might make a Legend of Zelda maker. And I always go, they were so excited. I'm like, that's not a good idea.
Mm-mm.
Imagine how terrible that would be.
And don't get me wrong. Like, there's probably you would get a handful of like really insanely well done dungeons and stuff, but you would have to slog through some real garbage. Well,
that's what we do on Mario Maker. Ask Hunter Hendricks, Double H, personal friend.
Local celebrity.
Best morning man in radio. Morning man. That's not a shout against Justin, man. He's not listening. It doesn't matter.
I didn't know where you were going there.
Well, I was insinuating that John's wife, Chrissy, is also really good. I didn't want it to sound like I was into. Never mind. Let's move on. No one's in any danger.
So Legend of Zelda Maker.
Terrible idea. Because like you said, you'll have to slog through all the fucking terrible levels. Like we do on Mario Maker. For every good level that we play that we go, wow, that was really good. There's 50 of them where as soon as the level starts, it's just Bowsers stacked on top of each other with Hammer Brothers and ghosts flying everywhere. And you're just like, this isn't clever.
It's just hard to be hard.
My ghost house I made, I didn't think was that difficult. And it's got what? A 7% clear rate?
Not quite as bad as Bob's level, which has a 1.9% clear rate.
Well, it's probably because we had like Zach and Cody in here trying to beat it like on the night of wrestling.
That's because it was more entertaining than wrestling.
In some points, yes.
Yeah. Except for New Day. Lindsay, give us a New Day.
No.
Aww. Don't be sour. Let the power of positivity.
Lindsay, fetch my trombone.
You don't have a trombone anymore. You have a guitar and a keyboard, but you don't have a trombone.
I think you need to trade both of those in for a trombone.
We could go to the local music shop, but they close it after and open it for 45 minutes, it seems like.
They open it at 4:25, close at 5. Hope you get in there in time. I actually went there a couple months ago with Kirby Ray to get my guitar that I played once.
Yeah.
Thank God that was free.
I'm still putting some serious thought into getting that Rocksmith.
I'll just mess you up sometime and you'll come home and I'll be trying to learn how to play it.
I assumed you were going to say I would come home one day and you will hit me over the head with it. Like,
I'm
Jeff
not going to pull
Double
an
J.
El Cabongo on you.
I didn't know whether to go with Jeff Jarrett or El Cabong, because I'm like, half the people here, well, Jesse, do you know Jeff Jarrett?
Yeah.
Okay, so half the people
know.
Yeah,
he's no slap nuts.
Don't piss me off. But Mario Maker's a lot of fun. Legend of Zelda Maker would be a terrible idea.
Yes.
Imagine the puzzles people would make where you walk into the first level of the dungeon and there's 8 Ganons just coming toward you.
Oh, gosh.
Fuck that.
Well, I mean, I feel like it would have to be – there's a way it could work. It would literally have to be a dungeon designer.
Yeah.
And then
–
the furthest, the most advanced they would be able to make it would be like Link Between Worlds. They could not possibly do anything 3D, obviously.
No.
Which is, I think, what everybody's thinking when they think Legend of Zelda Maker. Oh, you mean like Skyward Sword or Majora's Mask?
Not at all.
No.
We're thinking Nintendo.
Yeah.
And yeah, Nintendo-wise,
Link's Awakening.
That could work. I mean, like Mario Maker's fantastic. I've seen some levels. So that was fun.
But I'm talking about like Dungeon Manager, because there was a game, Dungeon Maker.
Yeah.
They redid it, but it was a microtransaction filled money grab abomination.
As a lot of them are now. They did Age of Empires Online.
Mm-hmm.
I was super excited about that until I realized it was completely
pay to win.
Pay to win. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been done before and it's been done really well before, and putting, you know, the Legend of Zelda kind of the brand on top of that, I think, yeah, it could work. But just with the sheer popularity of Mario Maker, I think there has to be some sort of, because I've only played it a little bit, but trying to find friends levels is incredibly difficult unless you have that, like, what, 12
you have
digit
to have the code. Now, the good thing is once you have the
code
and you put it in, or you find the person on there, you can add them as a favorite. And then go to theirs every, like, you can check their profile and it'll show all the stuff they've loaded. But the initial thing, yeah, you gotta put a 12-person code in to do it. Not awful. By Nintendo standards, it's fucking great.
They're still not convinced this whole internet thing isn't just a fad.
They're sipping their Crystal Pepsi and...
I was actually talking to somebody this morning about that, and it's like, there's a boardroom somewhere where they're still asking the question, so have any competitors risen since we crushed Sega?
And some Japanese guy's going, mm-mm, mm-mm, you number one. It's just, I thought I cleaned that up nicely.
It's the same guy that's like, no, Vince, you're nailing it. You want to make a Baywatch reference? Yeah, that's so topical. They'll totally know what that is in 2015.
The saddest thing Vince McMahon ever killed because he didn't understand it, for me, was Paul Burchill. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
It was based on the Pirates of the Caribbean thing. Dude would come out dressed up kind of like Captain Jack Sparrow.
Looked exactly like Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah. And, he swung from a rope in his entrance and he was awesome. He had a great finisher. And then one day Vince was like, I don't get it.
And never seen again.
Never seen again.
Yep. Well,
he became the
Ripper. He was, but yeah.
Which was also a good gimmick.
Paul, he got the shaft so bad. Except
he did.
Vince had it in his eye. Vince, or, Paul Burchill had a valet.
Katie Lee Burchill.
Katie Lee, who they were brother and sister. And they wanted to do a, you know, good old-fashioned incest angle.
Yeah. Kind of like he did when he wanted to be the father of Stephanie's baby.
Yeah.
What?
But Hulk Hogan is the enemy. Fucking Vince McMahon. This is not Pro Wrestling Unscripted. This is not Pro Wrestling Unscripted. We'll save our venom for Friday.
Moving on.
Tell me about the goddamn math.
Huh?
Fuck math.
Speaking of things that don't add up.
Oh!
How long have you been holding that one in?
That just came to me.
Just came to
him. It really did.
That's what you get. That's what you get with a 5-star man.
I'm a 5-star man. Which apparently you can add 4 and 4 and get a 5-star man.
If you take away 3.
All right, so it's called Common Core is the name of it.
Yeah.
Common Core Math. Apparently there's an Ohio dad who cut a check to voice his disapproval with something, and it went viral. He put a bunch of X's and zeros in a box. He's trying to make fun of the fact that he doesn't understand Common Core math. Common Core math.
I barely understand basic math.
I'm taking this straight from Fox News real quick. This is what they said. I know. But this is the first one I found, and I'm too lazy to check my sources.
Just like Fox News.
I think it's a great source.
Moran, what'd you get here?
Oh, I've been here the whole time. I'm always here.
He never leaves.
You kind of sound like Puppet H.
Well, I was trying to separate him from the source voice, and that was the goal.
Eh, we'll give it to you.
Yeah.
But it says the Common Core standards first proposed a decade ago by a coalition of governors and school superintendents are math and English benchmarks describing what students should know after completing each grade. Supporters insist that the standards are needed to ensure some uniformity, yeah, across the nation, but critics say testing for national standards indirectly dictates curriculum. I almost said circumcision. Oh, Jesus.
You were the kid that hated to read out loud.
No,
especially is this like, the same school system that an elementary school now, they don't actually get grades, they have satisfactory and unsatisfactory.
Pretty soon it's just a good old fashioned thumbs up, thumbs down.
Seriously.
Personal story about that though, when I was in college and I took, one of my English classes, I had a bunch, they always chose me to read, and because I have a good voice and I draw you in. One of the guys that was actually there, I narrated, and he stopped before he did his part and he just looked at everybody and was like, does this guy bring you into it or what? I was very proud of that. He also hit on my girlfriend a lot.
And then you said orgasm instead of organism.
And then I said,
is that a personal story, Asa?
It's the go-to.
I said James Brown fucking monkey instead of James Brown funky. What is it called?
Funky monkey?
Oh, he's talking about, okay.
James Brownie. Andy's
the James Brownie funky jackhammer.
What?
That's, what? Okay, at Andy's, have you ever heard of the James Brown, like the treat at Andy's?
No.
Oh, it's real tasty.
No.
But, either way, like on the menu, it's written as like James Brownie funky jackhammer, and Allie thinks there's something to do with a monkey in the title, but, I don't think there is because that would be really racist.
Can I get that fucking monkey?
So, like, when I worked at Andy's, every single person would come up and try to order that particular treat, and they would all stumble over it because they would forget what it's called, since it has a really long name, and we would always just yell back, James Brown.
So if they just said James Brown, you would know.
Oh, yeah.
But they tried.
They tried.
To pronounce it.
They tried very hard to get through it.
All right.
It's like we used to have the Maui Luau.
At that place you used to go to and eat at.
And then, but so every time someone ordered it, we would almost have like a running tally of Maui Lowy.
I've never worked at a place where people mispronounce things so badly. Working at GameStop, one guy, you know, this, he asked for Disgaea over and over again. And I tried to correct him to Disgaea. Oh, and then there was, Smash Brothers Melee.
Yeah, Melee happened a lot. Don't forget Dragon Ball Z Budeki.
Budeki!
Dragon Ball Z Budeki. My personal favorite, Call of Jarez.
Wow.
When they asked us that one time.
That Mexican for duty?
Is that the Mexican Call of Duty?
Wow. I missed that story.
Oh, that was... I don't know how I didn't completely lose it when that question was asked.
We were better at holding our tongue back then.
Because we were just like, no, sir, Call of Juarez is a completely separate game. It is playing off the title of Call of Duty.
My mom, God rest her soul, when Jurassic Park came out, I really wanted the Jurassic Park cups that they had at McDonald's, but I was too embarrassed to ask for them, so I asked her to get it for me in the drive-thru, and she couldn't pronounce it, so she said, can I get the Jurassic? And I was just like, they
ask for the dinosaur just, cup.
Can I get the dinosaur cup? So Common Core math. Back to this. Apparently,
you're just gonna say that every time we say math.
I really am. Okay. I was the student that was doing good to get C's in math.
So you're like the Adventure Time where you like that they use math as a bad word.
I only had one good experience with math in college when they asked a question about turning so much gold into something else, and I didn't really know it because I'm not good at math either. It's my worst subject. So I wrote out this long short story.
Hmm.
Yeah, it'll work. About how it was a wizard who did all this stuff, and they like, she got my paper and she put it up on the board and she was like, this is creative and funny and all this. And all the kids hated me for it because they thought I was weird. Because I just didn't answer the fucking question.
She was too entertained to realize that you were weird.
She was too entertained to realize that the bottom line said, so in summation, I have no fucking clue what you're talking about. She never got that far. She just thought it was adorable.
So in summation, fuck math.
So I guess opposite from the rest of the table, I actually have a minor in mathematics.
You excelled at it!
You're a computer person.
It's true.
Okay, Jesse, well, let me ask you the question.
Yeah.
Tell me how to make 10 when adding 8 plus 5.
You take away 3. No, honestly, okay. So
I don't get it. Maybe
so
I'm just
to me
dumb.
is it like, because I guess I understand the fact that they're trying to implement a quality of critical thinking to it. So instead of just saying what is 8 plus 5 minus 3,
they want you to find
the minus 3 on your own. But I think part of the problem comes from, like, if they don't write out that, oh, and then I'm minus 3, then they lose points for it.
How about they just teach these damn kids to count money?
Well, I mean, that's a lot of the complaint, but the big thing is...
I'm with Lindsay.
Yeah. One of the big problems with Common Core, like, its concept is good, but a lot of teachers don't know how to teach it. A lot of parents don't want to learn it.
They don't
help their children.
It. Yeah.
And they just, they outright refuse to accept it. Like this dad in Ohio... That instead of, you know, taking a couple of minutes to check their child's textbook, notes, whatever, or even just a quick Google search, he just gets angry because he sees basic math that he can't do, and then goes on a big tirade writing this check, et cetera, et cetera. The general idea behind it, basically the way some students that excel in math, the way they do it is by...
Cheating.
No, Asa.
Cheating.
Calculators make everybody bitches.
Anyway, the way that, like, math always made sense to me, in my head, I would break it down into easier problems, like, whenever I was doing mental math.
I do the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, because I think I told you about the percentage trick. Like, if you're doing 15%, you know, you break it down into, like, 10%, which you can do in your head really easily, then you half that, add the two together.
Just makes sense.
Yeah, it's super easy way to do it. But a lot of people from the get-go are going to look at that and just
try to do the math.
Yeah, they're just going to try and, you know, multiply it by 0.15, or they just put it in their calculator as the more likely example. But
that's not really teaching anything.
Exactly.
When you're using a calculator.
I'm a teacher. I'm done learning.
So.
Good point.
The idea is to kind of like teach students how to, or, you know, that they can do that mental math thing. Because even if you think back to elementary school, like all of the kids that were really good at math, they just saw the numbers differently than the kids that were bad at math.
Yeah. I'll buy that.
Well, and it's like, and there's, you know, the kids that are much better at reading.
That was me. Yeah.
Like being able, you know, when you have to go around the room and read out loud, the people who would burn through their page and then the next kid
would struggle.
Had to struggle getting through a sentence. Yeah.
Because everyone's brain works differently.
Yeah.
Well, there's a quote from Glenn Wright, who is the executive director of Eagle Forum. Which I don't know what Eagle Forum is. I'm assuming it's something special, and it's not just like a website that really likes eagles, because I don't know what he
usually
would,
they associate eagles with education.
It sounds like Bill O'Reilly's message board.
Well, he says that math is one of Common Core's weakest points and goes on to say, then I quote, the math standard focuses on investigative math, which has been shown to be a disaster. With the new math standard in the Common Core, there are no longer absolute truths. So 3 times 4 can now equal 11, so long as a student can effectively explain how they reach that answer. Do you agree with that?
No.
You don't?
No.
Please explain why.
My brain is seriously going to explode very, very soon.
We'll get to Muppets here in a second.
There's parts of how they teach that don't make any sense to me. And one of my only big complaint with Common Core, like even when it's taught correctly, is the amount of steps that students are required to show, like even if they get it. Because there are certain examples out there, like, for example, one of the things that I read today when I was just kind of doing a little bit of looking into this, because I saw the thing on Facebook about the dad and the check. One of the deals I saw was just a word problem. It was a group of 18 students had to count off to 90. By what number did they count?
Oh, you asking me?
Yeah.
What? Oh.
No, I blacked out. I browned out that night.
I browned out that night.
What'd you say?
I stopped listening. So,
okay, so there's a group of 18. They have to get to 90.
Just to be fair, I just want to point out. I'm on CNN's website, and I when you said that, I saw a headline that says, CEO who raised price of cancer drug from $1,350 to $750 said he'll lower it. And I was so shocked by that headline that I missed what you said. I'm so sorry.
That dude's a prick.
That's a dick move. Okay,
one of the things that I saw about Common Core and like how the math was being taught poorly, and you know, an example of where it kind of fails. Well, the word problem was you have a circle of 18 people, and they count off to 90. What number are each of them adding by?
10.
No.
Because it's surprised to go backwards part way.
The correct answer is 5. Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically,
I'm so glad we said that at the same time, because I didn't want it to sound like I didn't
7.
Know.
No. Okay, so
at the same time,
and I mean
6. Shit.
And I mean, you know, it's one of those things. Like, it's pretty simple when you think about the problem.
Yeah,
but the way they make them do it in Common Core is to literally show every single, and at least the way that this lady put it, and I don't think that's actually how they do it. At least I really hope not. Because they had to, apparently for this homework, to answer this question successfully and get full credit, the students had to write out 18 circles and create, spread evenly, 90 hash marks on all the circles. That, I don't think, is the idea behind Common Core.
Now, when you say hashtag.
Little slashes.
Like slashes through it.
Like actual hashtag.
They're basically drawing little suns.
Just a mark. Like
hashes,
a
not hashtag.
Because when you say hashtag, I think Kayla Reed.
Yeah, he didn't say hashtag.
And her adventures in her war against the English language.
Yeah, hashes.
Okay, sorry. And she hashtags things like, she literally the other day hashtagged I'm.
What?
Well, she doesn't fucking understand what a hashtag is. You know what? Let's move on. Just move on.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know that that's necessarily the way it's supposed to go. Like, the thing that I saw, at least, you know, the dad's big complaint was he didn't understand 10 cards, I think is what they're called. That's those little tables that he tried to write out on the check.
Yeah.
See, I don't even know what these things are.
I didn't either. But, like, the article I was reading took all of 5 minutes to explain it to me, and I was like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. And, I mean, it did it in a couple of pictures, and the guy said he didn't know anything about it beforehand either. He looked into it and was like, oh, well, yeah, all you have to do is this. Basically, the idea is to give kind of a visual representation. So you have, like, 10 spots. The first example he used, he had, you know, the 10 table. 9 dots were filled in. And the question was, is this an even or an odd number? So, I mean, without counting up the dots, you can look at it because there are 9 dots. And it's in, you know, 2 rows of 5. You're like, oh, it's an odd number. Just because you see, like, one of the dots doesn't have a pair.
Yeah.
So it's got to be odd. The other thing was, like, you know, counting up the numbers. It had, like, 3 total of the 10 tables. 2 of them were completely filled, and the other one had, like, 6 dots in it. It's like, oh, it's 26. It
still feels like a massive waste of time and energy.
Goddamn, I mean, Lindsay is all over this.
Right.
She is against you.
No, it's one of those things, you're not necessarily wrong, but it just...
Where are they going to use this in real life?
Well, hold on. Hold on. In defense, when am I going to use most of the shit I learned in college?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, like, no, Trig? I'm not arguing that in the least.
I'm a writer.
Well, there's like a little mini movement of like people that, you know, they should get rid of, you know, that super advanced mathematics and replace it with just like a general how to be an adult class. How do I pay taxes? How do I write a check?
Which,
how do I?
It almost sounds like you're being sarcastic.
No, I like.
But
I,
that's a legitimate thing because people need to know how to do
it's
that.
Like,
shit
how do
because,
I write?
Yeah.
How do I write a resume? How do I fill out an application properly? How do I register to vote? Like,
someone brought in a resume to me once. It was literally on a notepad, well, written in hand.
But that person, if I might be misremembering this, but didn't that person come in originally and be like, "I would like to apply for a job," and you said, "Well, you know, bring in resume." And, you know, it doesn't have to be anything super formal, but, you know, just bring me in something.
I should have clarified.
And then,
the
like,
super
a week
formal.
Later, they come in, and it's literally just a loose leaf piece of paper.
Yeah.
Handwritten, like, I done work good.
Me sell make money. Someone at Shoe Carnival brought in an application filled out in pink glitter pen.
They could stand for long periods of time. Was that the one?
Well, you know, I can't make jokes about that. You know what I'm thinking.
Oh, I know exactly what you're thinking.
Another person, his dad brought me his resume at GameStop or his application and said, "Yeah, here it is. You should hire him. He's a good kid." And I thought, well, clearly I'm not going to fucking hire him because he couldn't bring me his own application.
Well, that's like the workers at Stephen Barry's that have their mom call in for them.
Or just call to check their schedule for him and stuff like that. Like,
it's like, yeah, Junior can't come in today. Like,
he better be on
his
fucking deathbed.
Our response is, okay, that's fine, but next time they have to call, not you.
And that makes sense. Why would you? It's like they think they're at school and they're, you know, calling in to like tell the principal, "Yeah, Jimmy won't be in today. He's sick." Like, that's not how real life. Anyway,
that's why I loved college, because you pay to be there. They don't give a shit if you're there or not.
Oh yeah, because
they have your money.
They have your money.
Yeah.
The
so
only
if you don't
teacher
show up to class, like, that's a waste of your own money.
Yeah, I had one teacher. I'm trying to remember her name. I can't remember. She was my English teacher, and she was the only one that actually cared whether I was there or not. She would see me in the hall if I skipped her class, and she would actually sit me down and talk to me about it, which was great because one day we're sitting in the atrium and we're hanging out, me and my crew. Quick story.
Is this the Chad story?
This is the Chad story. So Chad skipped her class earlier, and as we're all sitting there hanging out playing Uno, as we want to do, she walks by and Chad sees her and goes, "Oh shit." And he ducks down, you know, and to avoid her. And as she's walking by, it was Miss Holm. That's what it was. I said, "Hey, Miss Holm. Here's Chad. Didn't he skip your class?" And she goes, "Chad, can I talk to you for a second?"
I love this story.
I cock-blocked that motherfucker.
Yeah. See, well, when I was in college, that was actually one of the things that bugged me whenever a teacher would have, or a professor, I guess I should say, would have a, like a participation thing, or like you would lose letter grades for not showing up to class.
I did. On speech, I lost a letter grade because I didn't show up for one speech.
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, and I can understand if you're supposed to give a speech, but if you just skip a class, I feel like because you're the one paying for that class, you should be able to skip if you need to. You shouldn't be penalized for
it. I feel, yeah, like you shouldn't necessarily be penalized if you have a legitimate excuse for it. But I was salty about, you know, a handful of people that I had gone to class with that I showed up, I put in the work, I was there every day, and then, like, this motherfucker shows up for tests. And if we end up with the same grade, to me that seems like...
Oh, you would have hated me so
probably
much.
I know,
so,
my
like,
college had you could miss, like, 3 days per class, and after that it was up to the teacher if they wanted to drop your grade for being there.
One of my professors had a great system where it was email him. Like, if you're just not feeling it that day and you need a mental health day, tell him, and that's fine. You can't do that, you know, 3 times a week when the class meets 4 times a week, but, you know.
But he gave you the option if it was an emergency.
Because, I mean, not even if it was an emergency. Like, if it was an emergency, I understand. As long as you didn't abuse the, you know, system of, "Hey, I got stuff going on," or, you know, I just wanted to take a day off.
Yeah.
Okay. Just be honest with me. I don't need to hear that your cat's neighbor's mom died. Just, you know, tell me you don't want to come in.
And by the way, if you're trading in games, we also don't want to hear your life story about why you're trading those games in.
Oh, that's really
true. For cash?
We don't care.
Yeah, for cash every time. I could care less about why you need money. It's fine.
Drugs.
You don't have
drugs.
To justify it to
drugs.
Us. Asa?
Drugs.
Asa?
Any money for drugs?
Asa?
We just did the drug show. Now I'm addicted.
Like meth
money. Slippery slope. I went out and smoked a marijuana cigarette.
How many injections did you take?
I took all the injections. I've since sold my body for...
You look like
you've
lost
cigarettes.
About 70 pounds.
It's because of the marijuana cigarettes. I wish for madness, and it can happen to you.
I wish Hunter's wife was on the show tonight. I know that's a weird thing to say.
But she's a teacher.
But she's a teacher, yeah.
I'd like to know what she thinks about it.
I don't know. I'd like to know her thoughts on it.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't think, because she's a science teacher, isn't she?
I have no idea. I've not... Usually when Hunter's talking to me, I'm not paying attention to what he's saying because I'm just starry-eyed that he's talking to me.
Because I want to
say... And I nod politely and wait for his pants to come off.
What?
Wait. What are we... Hunter.
That was out loud.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so that weird edit.
But I do think... Yeah, I do think his wife teaches science. I'm not willing to...
I think she teaches how to be beautiful.
You need math to do some science.
Well, that's true, but I don't think they teach the Common Core stuff. And I think the Common Core stuff ends in grade school, is my understanding.
Well, considering the fact that some adults here still aren't getting it, I'd say they need to teach it well into your 50s. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's one of those things. The only thing, I've already said the only thing. Another thing that I don't really agree with, if you have the kids that get the mental math, don't make them take the extra time. Like if you really do have to do 108 steps, which I think is what this video said to complete that basic word problem I gave you earlier.
I have two apples. How can you make it one? Just take one apple away. No. In 100 steps, tell me how.
I'm going to eat this apple in 100 bites. And then I'll have one left.
That's what I hated about geometry. Like having to
proofs?
Yeah, doing proofs. Yeah. That was always...
Geometry was my first D ever.
Because it was always... Not only was it you had to solve the problem, but then you had to write out all the proofs. And I hate physically like writing stuff down. It's just I have terrible handwriting and it's not fun for me.
Yeah.
So having to write out all of those steps was my nightmare.
Math was just my nightmare in general.
Mm-hmm.
I also liked the proofs.
Oh my God.
He's a math person.
So the Muppets.
Tell us about your new car too.
Dalton!
Oh, I hope he doesn't listen to this one.
Of course he's good at math. He has to count up all of his money.
Shit, no, I'm poor as shit now.
Oh, yeah.
He really is.
Yeah. He's going to be driving that new car all the way to the Sad Factory.
He's going to be driving all the way to Mexico when they try to repossess it.
You'll never take it!
Over $13.
let's move on to Muppets. The Muppets. I'm looking for the article about it because at this point the Muppets have already aired. We haven't watched it.
Oh, was that tonight?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I feel really bad because I still haven't seen any of Stephen Colbert's new show either.
I watched
the first episode.
Yeah, I watched part of the first episode. And it looked pretty good. It had Jon Stewart on it. I think he's going to do a great job.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
He was a cameo. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I made a huge mistake the other day. Who was I with? I think I was with Jordan. Yeah, Jordan was in here, and we were talking about music, and he was talking about how much he loves Dave Matthews Band, and he told me a story about why he loved Dave Matthews Band, and I told him it was very similar to how I enjoyed Foo Fighters.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, the one song from Foo Fighters that I can't really listen to without getting teary-eyed is Everlong, because
mm-hmm.
that song means a lot to me, and I know it means a lot to Hunter, too. That's one of the things me and him bonded on. Well, David Letterman on his last show, they performed live.
Yeah.
And he went over how important Foo Fighters were to his show. And they had this great montage to Everlong of all the history. And even though I love Stephen Colbert and I think he's going to do a great job. Oh my God. Even then, months after it, I got teary eyed right there on the spot from watching that. I miss Letterman so much.
But I thought that was actually, I think Letterman was the reason that Everlong got you teary eyed.
I liked the song before that, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, but
once they attached it to Letterman.
Yeah, even more. Because, I mean, it's a great song.
Oh, yes, fantastic
song. Great song. But, yeah, I figured that was the emotional attachment after that.
It is now.
Yeah.
It is now. As silly as that sounds, that you would attach, you would be so sad over a talk show. I mean, I guess you have to be
there. Well, no, it's an emotional thing. If it was logical, then it wouldn't be emotional.
Yeah, there's a difference. Logic versus emotions. I never thought of that.
It's almost like there's two separate words to describe two separate things.
Show me in 100 steps how it's different.
No!
No!
You're breaking your face.
I can show you in claps of three. Emotion versus logic.
New day! New day! AKA the greatest thing on earth.
That's so fantastic.
Muppets!
Colbert?
Yeah, Colbert first.
All I want to say is I saw the first episode. It was really good. I've been meaning to watch more. It's just there's so many of them because it's, you know.
Nightly.
Nightly.
You can't.
Yeah.
And I don't have cable.
Yeah, see, so, and I don't either. That's why I...
Did they ever start the late show after that? They did, didn't they? Because it's James Corden?
I can't
James
remember his
Corbin?
Name.
The British gentleman.
No.
He took over the late show. Was it called? Late Late Show, I think?
I don't remember.
Yeah, he took it from Craig Ferguson. Mm-hmm. So that is also happening now, right?
I forgot.
Yeah, but I think that's, so. Yeah. I kind of think that's been a while now.
I think so too, yeah. So we have Stephen Colbert now on, mm-hmm. The new guy, which I think is James Corbin. Correct me if I'm wrong. Email me at podzilla1985@hotmail.com. Like us on Facebook.
There's the new Daily Show starting up soon.
With, Trevor Noah?
Something like that.
Yeah. And, so, I mean, we got things happening. Things are changing in the entertainment world. I'm not completely happy by it, but whatever.
And then John Oliver.
And John Oliver is what? Also fantastic.
Oh. I thought you meant like he was going somewhere. Or
He's going straight to the top.
He better, oh yeah.
And Conan's still good. I still watch Conan.
I love God. Team Coco all the way.
Yeah, like, he's...
Leno's a hack.
Granted, we watch it on YouTube, but...
We catch the good segments, yeah. Yeah, Leno really was terrible. David Letterman always said that Leno was the funniest comedian he had ever seen. And maybe he's a great comedian.
Like, stand-up comedian. Yeah. But he's a terrible talk show host.
I didn't like it. And he reminds me of Jimmy Fallon. Are one of you guys the ones that likes Jimmy Fallon?
No, it's Tanner.
Tanner?
Yeah.
Tanner, I love you, man, but I can't get behind Jimmy Fallon.
No, but he hates Colbert. He hates Colbert for the night show.
Why?
He says
he's conservative.
No, he says that it's exactly like the Colbert Report.
And this is a bad thing because...
Right.
I mean, see it being a bad thing because he's not the character Colbert anymore.
But right. Well, that's the thing. And he doesn't... Like, he does a lot of the same stuff, but he got rid of that character. So now he's actually, you know, he's got his own...
Is he still Stephen Colbert or is it Colbert now?
It's Colbert.
He is Colbert still.
He's still? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of like how Ali isn't Hebert.
A bear or Herbert because Jordan can't fucking spell right.
Herbert, but anyway. It's his own because obviously he's not conservative or Republican or anything resembling that. So he no longer acts like that, like the hyper conservative character that he was in the Colbert Report.
Yeah.
So
he keep saying rapport.
That's what it was called. That was the name of the show.
Was it not Colbert Report?
No, it was Colbert Report. It's the joke because it's the same ERT.
I did not get that
or
ORT.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Colbert Rapport.
That's funnier.
And Stephen would actually say, like, welcome to the rapport.
Like, huh.
Shannon's going to go YouTube just a bunch of old, like...
Just to prove you're wrong.
No, he's like, I get it now. This man is a genius. Just that one little joke he didn't get.
Muppets.
Muppets.
Muppets. Lindsay. I direct this to you specifically.
Okay.
Are you still thinking about math?
No.
She's playing her game.
She's always playing her game.
Lots of exploding bright lights.
I am keeping my sanity right now so that I don't snap.
All right. So the Muppets premiered tonight. We missed it. We are going to watch it when we go home.
Stupid not having cable.
Well, we even have the antenna. We have the antenna so we can get local channels, and we still can't get ABC.
I thought that... Didn't the antenna go away? Isn't it replaced?
You have to have a digital...
We have a digital tuner.
It's a big piece of black plastic you stick in the window.
Yes.
Well, then, that just sounds like something the government's going to use to watch you.
Well, I also have to connect, so.
I'm putting in my NSA box. Uninstall.
anyways,
Muppets.
AVG?
I don't even know what that is. Muppets.
Angry Video Game?
We'll talk about Muppets, then we'll talk about AVG.
What is AVG?
Angry Video Game, not Nerd.
What's that? Oh, McAfee?
Norton?
AVG.
We'll talk
AVG
about it later.
AVG free.
Stop saying really? AVG!
Yeah, it does, saying it over and over again doesn't.
Free?
So Muppets.
50% off?
Muppets.
Our conversation on the Muppets is just going to be us just saying the word Muppets over
like
and over.
Muppets.
I would say Lindsay is the biggest Muppet fan among us.
Yes.
Although I'm also a huge fan of the Muppets and Kermit especially.
Mm-hmm.
He really is just fantastic.
I know you like that tea meme.
Yes.
That's none of your business.
Well, it's none of my business.
I love
I think
that,
you're a fan of that.
I love that meme because so many, like, worthless... Oh, how do I say this without sounding racist?
Well, now you can't.
the ghetto trash. Not necessarily black, just, black, just, white, anyone that's trashy.
Just trash.
Just trashy, like people that don't know how to hashtag the right way.
Right.
They took that and they made it stupid, but awesome at the same time. Because everything they wrote on there, it's like those, we'll get to the Muppets in a second.
All right.
I have such a problem with those memes where it it'll show you a picture of some random actor or something or a musician and then have a quote on the side that is not attributed to them at all. And it's not done for humor's value. You know, like they'll put a picture of Abraham Lincoln and put a quote on like the internet or something.
Yeah.
That's funny. These people just put it on there because they like the person. I don't know.
So like what they're doing with Minions now.
Yes. Or there was one that actually had Kermit on it and it said something yes. like, can't get a job or something like that. And I'm like, Kermit never said that.
Well, never would either.
Well, apparently he might now because they're all up in arms about the new Muppet Show, which premiered tonight, and how it's so damn controversial.
Yeah, why are you so mad about this? Why do you not want the Muppets to have a show?
God damn it, Asa!
I don't, like,
I can't tell if you're patronizing me.
He posted on the wall like, oh, you know, it's going to be the War on Muppets episode. So I don't...
No!
It's because there's a bunch of stupid moms out there.
A million. Of them.
So I hear Kermit has a new girlfriend, which we'll try to get
this
back on
track. She's creepy looking. I do not like this new puppet.
People up in arms over Kermit getting a skinny girlfriend, but haven't said a word about the domestic abuse he suffered for decades.
But that's not my business. I too browse Reddit.
Right?
That's actually how I heard about the new girlfriend thing.
I'm kind of starting
so
to
creepy looking.
I'm kind of starting to think that this million moms against insert false outrage here is actually like kind of like a Stephen Colbert thing, where they realize just how insane like certain they manufacture this outrage for publicity. Because like they attacked, was it JCPenney or Target?
Uh huh. For the gay ad.
Because there was a Mother's Day ad that showed two moms together.
Which, ugh.
Right? Ew.
Were they hot?
Well, they were models, so probably it was like a professional is a clothing store ad. So then, to stop, they were going to boycott insert retailer here, and instead to respond to that, instead of backing away and apologizing for Father's Day, they aired multiple two dad ads.
That's a picture of the new Miss.
She's creepy.
She looks like
Natalie Dormer Pig.
I think she's hotter.
Do you see Natalie Dormer?
I mean, that's the idea, but her eyes bother me.
They're a little slinky.
You never watched Game of Thrones, did you?
Oh shit!
Jesus!
Oh shit! Oh god!
God damn!
That was
okay,
just.
So have you ever seen Game of Thrones?
No,
I haven't. That's a whole nother show.
And you never saw? I'm gonna guess you never saw any of the Hunger Games movies.
No, I saw the first two.
Okay.
Jennifer Lawrence? Are you talking about Jennifer Lawrence?
Part one of the third one has Natalie Dormer in it.
Didn't see the third one.
I know.
Haven't watched that one
Okay,
yet.
So I was mistaken then, because I thought...
Did you really think that I was against the new Muppet thing?
No, I know. Yeah, you are, for whatever reason. You don't like the new Muppets, so...
God.
Like, so, you know, I mean, you can wage your war, but I feel like, you know, we're gonna...
Just go on.
When I read that when Kermit was getting a new girlfriend, the only picture I saw was with him and some actress. So I thought he was gonna be dating, like, a real life person.
No, that's Fozzie.
Fozzie is, yeah.
Oh.
Which they also have a problem with that because it promotes interspecies relationships.
The shit?
Oh.
It's a Muppet.
Yeah. So can you go to Facebook and pull up the Million Moms page and tell me how many likes it has? Like, how many people are actually... Because it's a lot less than a million.
78,000.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the Million Man March.
I was really hoping nowhere near Million Man March finished with 78.
There's just 12 angry moms.
But they want the show canceled because of Miss Piggy's alleged breakup and rebound relationships. Her promiscuity is in question.
Okay, this show was advertised as an adult Muppet show, not a kids' Muppet show.
What network is this on?
ABC.
ABC.
Okay. And it's in prime time.
It showed Kermit in a scarf and brags, finally a network TV show with full frontal nudity. They have the problem is they don't want the Muppets to evolve and become more adult.
Well, they don't believe in evolution, so why would they?
Oh my God.
There has always been innuendos in the Muppets.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
The band is baked 24/7.
Yeah, yes. Just now, like, it's legal.
And if they're talking about Miss Piggy's promiscuity, like, they never showed her, but, like, she was always, like, anytime a handsome guest actor,
she was hitting
all over them.
Yeah. There's even on Raw, she was hitting on, was it Jericho?
Cena or someone?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a part of her character.
All I remember is that Sheamus and Beaker related.
Who cares if it's a little bit more adult? You know who most of the people that watched the Muppet movie that came out a couple years ago?
Adults.
We're adults who love the Muppets as kids.
And, what's the actor's name that did that?
Jason Segel.
Jason Segel. He was that huge was his Muppet project fan, yeah. Because he was such a huge fan of the Muppets.
And it was fantastic.
It was one of the best movies. Great. Yeah.
And he wrote most of the songs in it.
Yeah, yeah, which they like, won an award for the Man or Muppet.
He did song. He was on Mark Maron's podcast. And he just sounds like such a sweet, like down to earth, really cool guy.
I want Jason Segel to be my best friend in real life.
But he's super smart. Like he's so smart.
He knows Common Core.
I really want to see.
He got to keep.
I really want to see that movie that he did as a.
He got to keep his Muppet.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
As the one where he's played David Foster Wallace in the Rolling Stone. I can't remember the name of that movie.
I can't either. I don't know.
But it looked really good.
Sorry.
It's
sorry,
fine. Lady.
But the Muppets.
You're too busy being mad at the Muppets for evolving.
God. I really am looking forward to this Muppet show. I want to see more adult Muppets. Like the stuff
I've
seen. What
if they just go full South Park with it?
No, that's too far.
See, I don't think they will.
No, it's entirely too far.
You have to keep in mind that Disney still owns
the
Muppets. The
Million Moms are right. They're like, no, we've seen it.
There's literally a part.
Kermit kills Gonzo.
There's a part where Miss Piggy's just getting banged from behind by like a new guest star. Like it shows Chris Hemsworth and it just shows her like going forward and back and he's just making bacon.
Oh, I just got bad Stephen Barry's flashbacks.
I wonder if you would get that reference.
Dear God.
That horrible, horrible t-shirt.
There was a shirt. So we worked at Stephen Barry's. We opened up the box one day, and I worked in shipping, so I saw the box first. We open it up, and it's just a blue shirt with two pigs having sex, and it says making bacon on it. I immediately put the shirt back into the box, took it to the office, and said, we can't sell this. We can't put this on the shelves.
And their response was, put it up, shut up and unload it.
And it was one of the most popular shirts we had, somehow.
So much trash.
But yeah, the new Muppet show looks hilarious. It's funny. I want to see the Muppets evolve. I want a more, because I'm an adult now. I want a more adult Muppet.
How are they, like, what's the...
I'm not the only one that thought that.
Yeah, there it is.
And as I said, they're both weird looking.
What's the frame of reference for the show? Because, like, the original show, they were putting on a stage play. And
it's like 30
scenes.
Rock, basically.
Yeah, it's so them it's like doing the show.
It's behind the scenes.
Right.
Okay, so kind of like the original one was.
Sort of. Yeah,
it's a TV show instead
It's like
of the...
a documentary style. Okay. Like The Office. And
But you have the whole backstage and you're getting ready for
And it looks hilarious. They do make pot references with the band. They of course, Miss Piggy is a little bit more promiscuous, maybe. But who cares? I mean,
I don't know how she could be any more promiscuous than she was back in the day.
Like I said, they never actually showed her getting plowed.
Yeah, unless they put her in like more revealing outfits or.
Oh my God. The fact that we're talking about this, that this is an issue about Miss Piggy's promiscuity is what's wrong with America these days.
I don't understand how they're getting so offended. Like, do they not remember the original Muppets? Like, and how that was?
That's why I have to think that this whole group is just it's made for publicity. Like, this is an organization that companies can go, you know, behind the scenes and be like, hey, get mad at us. We'll make you look stupid and then we profit. Yeah.
Here's their statement. The 1 million moms. Or as they call themselves, 1MM. Which sounds like the worst boy band.
Fantastic.
1 million moms suspects there are going to be a lot of shocked moms and dads when they discover that the family friendly Muppets of the '70s are no more. It appears that no subject is off limits. The puppet characters loved by kids in the 70s and 80s and beyond are now weighing in on abortion and promiscuity.
Oh, boo-hoo.
They talked about the serious topics back then, too.
I mean,
it's like all they're remembering is Muppet Treasure Island.
I like Muppet Treasure
Island.
So good.
Oh, Tim Curry.
Muppet Treasure Island is awesome, and it dealt with murder and, I mean, the songs.
That was dark.
It was.
That was a dark movie.
The songs in that movie are so dark. The captain kills his own crew. Mm-hmm. They get drunk on rum to hide the fact that they're devils. I mean, that is a serious movie, but it's still a Muppet movie.
I don't remember a lot of that.
Do you not remember the opening song?
Yeah. No, the last time I watched Muppet Treasure Island was... Shit, I had to be like 11, 10.
Oh, you
maybe?
Need to go back
we
and watch it.
We watched it like last year.
We really did.
I did too.
We have it on DVD if you'd like to borrow it.
It is one of my favorites.
It was on Netflix.
Oh, it's
yeah,
so good.
Yeah, it was in there for a while too.
That's when we watched it.
Yeah, I just remember it being a playful children's movie.
It's the same thing. It's all the underlying tones
within
the
Muppets.
It's the
stuff that you didn't get as a kid.
The Muppets have always been...
It's kind
of... So that adults can enjoy it along with the kids. Because Sesame Street came first. It was all for little kids. The Muppet Show was Henson's way of getting adult entertainment in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was a lot of, like, if you go back to the 90s and 80s, there was a lot of those shows that had like
serious
stuff,
jokes.
Yeah, and they had stuff they would throw in there that the adults could get, you know, if they were watching with them or like, you know, that kind of stuff.
We just watched, me and Lindsay just watched the other night a video of moments in cartoons where it was serious. You may not realize it. Like on, what was the show? Animaniacs. The fingerprints.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fingerprints,
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Or did you guys ever watch Rocco's Modern Life?
He, was a sex telemarketer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's, but the Muppets kind of originated that though. Cause that by design was, okay, it's going to be for kids, but the parents are not going to want to kill themselves.
Well, they're watching it.
Rewatching it because there's all sorts of.
But at the same time, the humor was over most of the kids' heads. They didn't ask about it. The problem is most of the humor now is in the stuff that kids watch normally. So it's not over their heads. And that's why the parents are freaking out because they're not doing their job.
Yeah. They don't want to explain. They don't want to have a talk with their children.
If only there was some way that the content on television could be rated even so that parents could know what kind of content their children were about to watch if they cared enough to pay attention to.
If something's on at 8 o'clock or later, it's probably not meant for your 5-year-old.
I mean, Asa, I feel like you're onto something here, man.
You should copyright that.
I think all I can think of now is the 30 Rock bit where Kenneth wants to just black out the bottom half of all TV screens because that's where all the dirty stuff happens.
I like Kenneth.
Well, the Fortune.com article says, while it is true that there is a more adult feel to the show, if the promos are any indication, it could well be that ABC is in fact not aiming at children, but at Gen Xers and baby boomers who grew up loving the Muppets and want to relive a bit of their childhood in an updated manner once a week.
Well, and that's what
clearly!
Yeah, well, and that's what, like, the movies were, the last couple Muppet movies that they did. It was for the people who grew up with the Muppets.
Yeah, it was a it was a love letter to the fans.
There was another franchise that kind of did that too, I feel like, fairly recently, that it was not, that people were kind of, oh, hey, what do you mean this isn't just for my 3-year-old?
Well, I think there have been a lot of old shows that tried to reinvent themselves to some degrees of success or failure. I remember when the Brady Bunch movie came out.
Oh, God.
A lot of people were upset about that because they were, like, carjackings.
Fun, wholesome fun for the family. What's going on?
The first one was amusing.
The son had a boner for the sister, you know? And, like, it was funny. Fuck you, man. It's a joke.
There was a...
But some of the jokes in that actually came from, like, behind-the-scenes stuff with the Brady Bunch.
And I thought it was hilarious.
People who make just inside jokes for media for other people to see are dumb.
is that a shot? Or?
I just...
Point is, I want to watch the Muppets and fuck.
You want to watch the Muppets and fuck? Is that like new Netflix and chill?
Well, if they keep putting Miss Piggy in revealing outfits, I don't know. I might have to go to the bathroom. Unrelated. I might have to make an unrelated pit stop.
Make a call to Rocco. yes, I am wearing the same outfit as Miss Piggy. I don't remember what Rocco sounds like.
He was Australian, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was Australian.
He was a dingo, right?
I don't remember.
He was a wallaby.
He was a
wallaby.
Little kangaroo.
He's adorable.
The page, wash your hands.
It's kind of, have you seen the picture comparing Naughty Dog's evolution as a company?
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, so you started with your kids and it's Crash Bandicoot and Crash Team Racing and Crash is awesome. And then you hit your teenage years and they start making the Uncharted games, which are a little bit more adult, but they're still, you know, kind of campy and fun. And then they go into like full on adult and it's Last of Us and it's like this really gritty,
Ethan, did you scoff?
I said Jack and Daxter.
Okay, we'll mention Jack and Daxter, buddy.
So Crash Bandicoot to Uncharted to.
I guess that. Well, he left.
He's just gonna die.
He died.
Ethan died in Destiny.
I guess they're just trying to. They're like, well, Mario hasn't changed in 30 years. Why does anything else have to?
Mario's technically changed.
Yeah, but it never got
have
more adult.
Have you seen Skinny Mario?
Oh.
Meth Mario?
Meth Mario.
Well, to be fair, have you seen, what's her name? Rosalina? That's sexy.
Too sexy.
Her and her little, her
M
little.
M rating. She's got the hair swoop.
Well, you know what does have an M rating? I've never understood it. Dead or Alive. Yes, they're scantily clad and there's some thongs and some boob jiggling. But it says on there nudity. There's no nudity in the game, but still rated M just because it's suggestive. That's the same people that want to get Muppets pulled off the air because they talk about it a little bit more realistic.
Wasn't Dead or Alive, it was one of those things where
technically there was hidden code where they could be nude?
No. There's never been a nude code in Dead or Alive.
There's some real itty-bitty string items they can wear.
Yeah, I mean, literally, there's some stuff where it's just a G-string. And sure, that's adult. But, I mean, don't say there's nudity when there's not. You know? Sorry.
The only argument I could see for that would be, like, because its only explicit purpose is for, like, to be sexual. And so when it's that overtly sexual, the intention kind of outweighs the content, maybe. Like, I can see that argument. I'm not saying, like, that's what I think it is. That's just, maybe that's the way that they would frame it.
Yeah. No, I could see that. But I think we're all in agreement that the Muppet controversy is stupid.
Go watch the Muppets, which we will. Get them them sweet, sweet Hulu hits.
Oh, yeah. Well,
or Nielsen ratings. I don't know.
If it's going to be on Hulu, then yeah, I will.
If it's ABC, it will be, because Once Upon a Time is, and it's Disney. Woo!
But we have to wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, it's
we'll watch it completely legally tonight. Anyway.
What was that
noise? Somehow you made a noise to wink. Like, it's like,
well, the crowd can't see me wink.
Why didn't you just say wink?
Oh, it's,
that's
that
too obvious.
That, yeah. Now,
well, Jesse, you want to. Sounds like Lindsay just punched you in the gut.
So many jokes about her hitting me today. I don't like it. Let's move on to AVG.
Speaking of domestic violence, Miss Piggy. No.
AVG! What? Oh, what's now AVG? She's looking at Asa because I think she just thought he insinuated she's Miss Piggy.
No, it's the violence.
Oh, okay, because you looked at him like
that.
Oh,
yeah,
don't
just, you know, her punching him clear off the screen every
episode. You know, the random karate
chops. Yeah. And it was hilarious. Yeah. It's so much fun. Good times. What's AVG? You want to talk
about
it?
Okay, so game.
Wait a second. So I just want to be clear here. None of the three of you have heard of AVG antivirus.
I've heard of it. Yeah, but the first thing I do when I get computers, uninstall it.
If there's anything with computers, he just takes care of it.
Gotcha. Okay, so AVG
Free. Yep.
It's been, like, the popular go-to free antivirus for years now.
Okay.
Like, everybody's been doing that. So, AVG recently announced, proudly, that they are going to sell your browsing data.
What? You can't do that.
To advertisers, yeah. It's in the new service agreement.
But incognito mode.
So they record it. Wait. Where do they start this?
It's not
things have been viewed, Jesse. They can't be unviewed.
I think it's like partway in October.
Oh, thank God.
Does this mean that they're selling it starting from, like, they're going to start recording it in October, or like they've been recording it this entire time and that's when the sell's just going to happen?
Well, you have to agree to it, right?
I'm honestly not sure about that. You have to agree that it's sold.
Yeah. So and correct me if I'm wrong, that would mean that once they launch it, that means everything before that is off the table because you never agreed to it, but anything from that point,
you
would agree to.
Necessarily not agree to them recording your data.
But they can't use it without your permission, the previous stuff.
Well,
oh, shit, if they ask you, yeah.
Yeah.
If you ever actually...
Basically, if they say, because the new terms of service, like, they're not being, like, coy, shy, or anything about it. Their statement is, like, AVG is only free for the users. It's because, I mean, nobody's buying the pro version. Nobody's donating money to them. Like, they need to
They certainly won't
costs.
Now.
Yeah, no, they're losing customers by the truckload. Because, yeah, they've proudly said, like, yeah, we're going to sell your info to advertisers. It's not going to be anything personal. Like, your email address, phone number, credit card information, all that's safe. But anything you browse is fair game. They will sell it to advertisers, and they will cater their ads towards that. I mean, that's just what they're going to do.
That seems to be the wave of the future.
Yeah.
So many things have that attached to the terms and services.
All now. I can think of now is the Futurama, where he gets the
iPhone.
No, he gets but he gets the Lightspeed briefs.
Yeah,
had in his dream.
Yeah,
and he goes on to try them. I was like, you could try the demo pair.
And now I believe that's the episode where he makes all the money, right?
I think so.
With
the Bonitas.
The best Futurama. No, no, no.
No, it wasn't the Bonitas. It was the episode where
he
deposited like a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the greatest Futurama moment ever where he...
When he finds out how much money he has.
Because that would be my reaction. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, that would absolutely be my reaction.
So fuck AVG because that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
that
definitely.
Happen.
Uninstall AVG. Honestly, antivirus... Kind of pointless. Just don't be dumb online.
And if you are dumb, download a couple free programs like Malwarebytes.
CCleaner,
yeah, absolutely. AdSoft. LavaSoft makes some good stuff. Yeah.
And also, if you have the antivirus stuff just running constantly, honestly, that slows down performance no matter what they say.
Yeah.
And on top of that, they typically add bloatware. Every antivirus you ever will add has bloatware. So, honestly, just
you know, be smart with your browsing.
Don't go there, and you know exactly what we're talking about. Lindsay, it's not porn. But she used to read manga online, and she fucked her computer up multiple times because of the backdoor installations that would happen when you go to these websites. So now she uses her iPad. That is no longer a problem. The computer, the laptop I gave, well, I didn't give her, we bought it, has so far survived and is doing well.
Yeah. Honestly, get you a good ad block.
Which we have.
You know, ad block. Keep Windows Defender updated. And then, you know, anytime something feels wrong, run Malwarebytes.
Yes. And that's what I do. I've had no problems for years.
Yeah. I mean.
And this is coming from an expert, folks. Jesse Kimball gets the Podzilla 1985 seal of approval.
It's my career, guys. It's actually something I do.
My career is talking to the fans.
Well, that's my side career.
This is what I want to do.
I wouldn't be opposed to doing that.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
So.
It just doesn't pay the bills near as
well. Oh, God, no.
This is why we have day jobs.
This is why we have day jobs. And we're going to wrap it up at that point. We're at an hour, and I think it has been a good discussion. Watch the Muppets. Uninstall AVG. Don't pre-order games anymore. Just don't.
Yeah, that's the going trend. We're trying to get that in every episode.
Support New Day.
Please.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And no Jesse and Chris this week, right? That's next week?
Correct.
Okay, so we'll be off tomorrow. We'll be back on Thursday with Tanner Thursday, maybe. I don't know. And then Friday with Thursday, pro wrestling.
Everyone, so.
Yeah, one of the two. Mm-hmm. So we'll be back on those shows. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you, Asa. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you, Lindsay. Thank you, Ethan, for not, you know, disturbing us too much while you play Destiny. And we will see you guys on the next one. Have a great night, and that's all I got. It's gonna
New Day.
Have a nice day, and
have a nice day.
That's what I was looking for. Good night.